My guest today on Piano Jazz is pianist Sam Ryder. He's a young man of considerable talent. By age 18, he'd already played several major jazz festivals and clubs. Now, at age 20, he's set his sights on more creative and more complex music. And I've got my sights set on him. How are you, Sam?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. So nice that you could come.
I'm really excited to be here.
Well, I guess you know my friend Merrily Trost.
I do.
Because she's the one that actually knew you.
Yeah, she contacted me. I auditioned for the Monterey Jazz Festival's Next Generation Jazz Orchestra. And then she must have contacted someone there and asked for the name of a pianist. So she called me up and she said, "Sam, I got your name, and a friend of mine does a radio show, and we thought maybe you'd like to be interviewed on the radio show." And I was thinking, I wonder what the radio show is. I wonder who her friend is. And I didn't find out for a couple of months that she was talking about piano jazz.
Oh, really? You just thought it was really any old...
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. But then finally she told me that it was piano jazz, and I was like, oh, my God. So...
Well, it's interesting because you were already, I guess, planning to come to New York.
Yeah.
And you hadn't decided what school or what...
Yeah. Well, actually, let's see. That was right when I was trying to decide where to go. I was deciding between going to music school and going to Columbia University here in New York. And in the end, I decided to go to Columbia for various reasons, but most of all because... I really feel strongly that music draws its creativity and its power from other things besides just the music itself. And going to a liberal arts school like Columbia, I would have the opportunity to read all of the great books, which is, I think I'm going to be an English major, and study about the environment, which is something else that I'm interested in. And I think drawing on all of those different disciplines in the end makes for a more well-rounded musician, I guess. And so I guess I kind of felt like I owed it to myself to let myself have the most comprehensive education that I could.
Sounds like you made the right decision.
Yeah.
Now it's time to, I'm dying to hear you play.
All right.
So what do you think you'll do?
Well, I prepared an arrangement of Everything Happens to Me. It's one of my favorite pieces, and... I first listened to it on this Chet Baker album, and Chet sings it just so smoothly, and he's just so melodic in his singing and his trumpet.
Wasn't he fantastic, though?
Yeah, he's one of my favorites.
So here goes. Everything Happens to You.
Okay, Everything Happens to Me.
Boy, that was a really interesting arrangement.
Thank you.
I loved the way the sort of dramatic stop. And you think, did he forget the piece? No. It was a really nice combination of jazz and a little classical something in there.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really nice arrangement.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
So, when you're at school, how much time do you get to play solo piano?
Sometimes, instead of practicing, I go and play in the lobby of this one building where there's a grand piano. And then I just play, and people walk around me and go about their way.
And they don't stop, put a dollar in the...
Yeah, sometimes they stop. I've had a couple people come up to me and give me requests, but I try to practice as much as I can in between reading books and writing essays.
You're a busy guy.
I am. But I try to spend time up at Manhattan School of Music, too, because it's only a few blocks away, and I get to meet all of the other kids who play jazz up there. So
I'm thinking, what have you got in mind? Like, do you have a plan for what you want to do, or are you still kind of treading water?
Yeah, I think I'm still treading water, you could say that. But I have a lot of things I'm interested in doing. Of course, I'm going to play piano, do music, want to write music. I'm also really getting interested in promotion and producing. I've been doing a lot of that. I'm promoting my own group lately.
Well, that's a good place to start.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's probably the easiest place to start. I've gotten really good at writing emails to people asking for gigs. So we've been planning a tour, and my trio and I, we're called Uptown Trio. And we've been planning a tour for the West Coast. So we went into the studio and we recorded our first album. It's called Without Strings. And we started sending it around to people, and I made us a press kit, and we wrote emails to all these clubs. And sure enough, after calling Yoshi's in San Francisco every day for a couple months, we finally got a gig at Yoshi's. And then after that, we started getting gigs at other clubs around the West Coast, like Catalina's in L.A., and Kumba in Santa Cruz. And so,
pretty enterprising guy, aren't you?
Each time we have another success like that, it makes me want to continue to promote other things. So maybe, who knows? Maybe I'll get into that. I also want to write, though. I want to write literature.
You've got a lot of things going.
Yeah, I'm pretty busy a lot of the time.
You are. Well, how about going back to the piano for a minute and play one of your own tunes?
Sure.
What's this one going to be?
This is called New England Fall. I wrote it this fall in New England. It was the first time I'd ever seen all of those leaves changing colors, because out on the West Coast we don't get that. So
really?
Yeah, it was just beautiful.
It put you in the mood to write something.
Of course, of course. So I wrote it. I took a number of trips in the fall, and I got to see a lot of the leaves and a lot of New England. So I think I wrote this on the bus coming back to New York in my mind, and then I came back and went to the piano and wrote it down. So
sounds good. I can't wait to hear it.
Okay, this is New England Fall. Thank you.
Boy, that's a sort of a not a straight ahead melody by any means, and I'm thinking of you sitting on the bus with that going around in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, did you have like the melodic part or have that ready to go and you'd sit down at the piano? And
yeah, that one came to me kind of as a whole. I heard the melody and the harmony of that one at once. And then after I heard that, when I got to the piano, I tried to work in kind of that the rhythmic feel to make it feel kind of swaying between the 3-4 and the 4 aspect of the rhythm, because the bus was kind of swaying back and forth and it was kind of bumpy, so I wanted to give it that kind of feel.
The way it ended, that was really a chord that had nothing to do with the things that went before. It was very, very interesting. Made you think of one leaf that didn't yet fall.
Yeah.
In the process of getting ready to fall.
Yeah, I wanted to give it an unfinished ending. Because
and you
there's,
did.
There's nothing final about the season, so.
No. Yeah. That was really nice the way you did that.
Thank you.
Well, I'm having a great time with my guest, Sam Ryder. We'll have more music in just a minute. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR.
Excited to hear you play something for me. I've been waiting almost a year now.
Goodness. I'll have to try to think of something. This is sort of an old one. It's called Ambience. Hmm. I don't know why, but it is. So here goes. Thank you.
listening to you play that, I guess what was the most inspiring about it was just, it seemed so spontaneous.
It did come out spontaneous.
It was so, and because it was spontaneous, it was like really fluid, and it just seemed so, so in the moment, you know?
That's really what it was.
Yeah.
Actually.
Have you always been able to kind of channel that that kind of mindset, or did it take you a while to work up to that?
I think so. I think I've been able to do that rather than have it all down pat.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I think I'm going to go one way. Well, I'm sure you do this too.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're going one way and you play something, it makes you go another way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened to me a couple of times in that piece.
But then you just go with it.
Yes.
Yeah. And it makes it seem so much more alive than if it's just, if you're just trying to remember something that you've already worked out.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, now a solo from you, and I'm sort of interested in this one because it's called Tatiana. Is
yeah,
that the right?
Tatiana, yeah.
And it's about a tiger.
That's right. It's about this tiger that escaped from the San Francisco Zoo. I think there's kind of two parts. There's a fierce part to the tune, and there's also kind of a sublime part to the tune, because when you see a tiger in a zoo, a lot of the time it's sleeping, and it seems very sublime and quiet, but there's also there's the fierce aspect to the tiger, so I tried to get that.
So you tried to put that into a musical.
Right. Try to put the idea into some kind of musical thing. So
I'm sure that's going to be great.
I hope so.
Well, I'm dying to hear it.
Okay. So here is Tatiana. Thank you.
Boy, that's a wonderful piece. It really tells the story.
Oh, thank you.
And what actually happened? Did they capture the tiger?
Well, it's a tragic story. There was a boy, a bunch of boys were kind of like jeering at the tiger, or that's what they think. They were taunting the tiger. And then Tatiana escaped the wall, and part of it was that the zoo had thought that the wall was higher than it actually was, and so the tiger was able to just jump out of the cage, and it ended up killing one of the boys, and then the police arrived and ended up killing the tiger. So it's really tragic.
I'm glad you talked about it, because the music tells all that story, and
thank you.
It has all that in there. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
I'm really interested in flamenco music and gypsy music. So I've been listening. I listen to a lot of that, and I'm kind of interested in the way that, as a folk music, it's so raw, and it's like it's without pretension. A piece is about the song as a whole and not about the individual aspects of it.
But
it's about the melody.
Was that your idea of a flamenco piece?
Just kind of inspired by that kind of commitment to melody and the drama behind it.
It was more that than the actual story of the tiger.
Well, both, the combination of the two.
I really loved that.
Thank you.
Well, there's much more to come with Sam Ryder. You can find artist information, set lists, and more on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I've got to hear another piece. What else have you got up your sleeve, Sam?
Well, this is another one of my favorite standards, also sung by Chet Baker at one time. It Could Happen to You is the piece.
You heard Chet, he inspired you to do that tune?
Mm-hmm. There's this one solo that he sings that I've heard so many times. I know the whole thing by heart, and it's one of my favorite recordings of all time.
It could happen to you.
Yeah, hopefully it will.
Hopefully it will. Wonderful.
Thank you.
I loved that, and you've got some different harmonies. Did you get those? They're your own.
Yeah, yeah.
Not something that you got from Chet.
Nope, no, yeah, that wasn't Chet right there.
No, I don't think he would do those.
No, no. Yeah.
Since I first heard you, you've changed and got such a lot of new and different things in your playing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's been a while, yeah. I've definitely changed a lot this year. Getting to play with a lot of different people, and that's nice.
And you can get out and hear other people.
Yeah, yeah, I go out into the city. I listen, like to go to clubs. But I also have this great resource at Columbia. It's this radio station.
That I was going to ask you about that. You've got a radio show.
Yeah, yeah, I do a radio show up at Columbia. The station is WKCR.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. How often do you do it?
Usually I do it every other Wednesday at 5 in the morning, so from 5 till 8:20.
That's great, having a radio show.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Actually, when did you start doing radio?
Believe it or not, 30 years ago, we started Piano Jazz.
Yeah.
But I did do a show before that at a Pacifica station called WBAI. Mm-hmm. And it sort of got me going. So when we started Piano Jazz, I was sort of getting a little more experience.
Were you always interested in the radio?
Or? Oh, of course, sure. Mm. All the things I ever learned in England were from the radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just,
yeah.
I don't think I've seen hardly any sheet music. I learned everything by ear.
Oh, yeah.
You probably have, too.
Yeah, I learned a lot by ear. A lot of these older songs, like Everything Happens to Me, I just kind of learned because my parents would be playing old music like that, and so I kind of grew up with those songs, so I didn't really have to learn them again.
It gives you a terrific repertoire.
Yeah.
Well, I'm having a great time with my guest, Sam Ryder. We'll have more music in just a minute. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Well, I'd like to do another tune of mine.
Okay.
For you. And actually, somebody wrote a lyric for me.
Oh.
So I wrote the tune to the lyric, which isn't...
That's an interesting way to do it.
Isn't the usual thing that I do. But it's called Willow Creek, and it's a sort of down by the river type of tune.
Mm-hmm.
So... maybe you'd like to hear it.
Yeah, please. Thank you. Were you thinking about a specific place when you made that arrangement? Because it really felt like it had a sense of location and atmosphere.
Oh, you're right, actually. It was a creek, actually, mm-hmm. and it was in the early springtime, and little frogs that they call the peepers would be out, and my friend Alec Wilder and I, we were standing by this really mellow place with long reeds and rushes, and that's really what I think when I play that piece.
Yeah, it's amazing that you don't even have to really consciously try to evoke a certain atmosphere, but if you're just thinking about it while you're playing, it kind of just it comes out anyways, which is kind of interesting.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we've been doing that, and it would be nice to keep going, but unfortunately, we have to wrap it up with one more tune. And what would you like to do?
Let's do "It's You or No One." I played this piece for that audition back in Monterey.
Oh, really?
That got me here. So this kind of brings us full circle.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. That's a good tune, too.
Yeah.
What key is it in?
F.
Okay.
How about if I do a little intro and then you take the melody?
Okay. And maybe we'll do some fours as we're going along.
Yeah, sounds good.
Thank you. Great, you got the last word.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Marian's guest today has been pianist Sam Ryder. Join us again next time when Marian welcomes another outstanding artist for an hour of conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is recorded at Manhattan Beach Studios in New York City and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio.